May the Lord be pleased to bless us this evening as we continue our meditation in the Sermon on the Mount. And this evening we'll begin chapter 6 and we'll read the first four verses. That's Matthew's Gospel, chapter 6, and reading the first four verses. Take heed that ye do not your alms before men, to be seen of them, otherwise ye have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. Therefore, when thou doest thine alms, do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But when thou doest alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth, that thine alms may be in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret himself shall reward thee openly. Well, we see the direction we have here in this few verses, and indeed in the beginning of this chapter, and it really points us to the need to beware that we are not found acting in a hypocritical way, because it is a way which sometimes deceives us, and we find ourselves perhaps walking in a way which is not really true, but we're deceived in our heart and we're acting in a hypocritical way. And so how needful it is, therefore, that we are blessed with a right spirit. We're always needful of that. And the Lord Jesus here in these four verses, he takes up the question really of giving. And he speaks of the situation of alms. And alms really refers to compassionateness, compassionate giving, directing especially to the poor, because we know that they won't be able to respond. If we were to give to wealthy people, they might well be able to respond and give back, in essence, that which we've given. But we are to always consider the poor, and we are therefore instructed to be amongst those who do give alms to the poor. And the Lord tells us here then that we are to take heed in this act, how we do it. Take heed that ye do not your alms before men to be seen of them. And how simple it is to be taken up with the pride of our hearts and desire that people may think well of us. I remember when I was a boy in London, and there was a man that used to come quite regularly to our chapel, and we used to have, I think, collections fortnightly in those days. And this man used to come, and money, of course, was not like it is today. And he used to get out his wallet that everybody could see and take out a note, which was a lot of money in those days, and put it on a ledge so that everybody could see what he was giving. And then put his wallet back and then carefully pick up this note in the view of everybody and then put it in the collection box. Well, I remember thinking when I was a lad, well, that's a wonderful man. But thankfully my parents were able to tell me the truth that the way that he was doing that was not a godly way. It was an ungodly way, because he was only wanting to be seen of men, to be praised by men. What a wonderful giver he was. Well, that's the essence of what these words are against. And so may we take heed to such an example as that and not be left to ourselves. And so the Lord does say, take heed. And these things are written graciously for our instruction, and that we may take them to heart and walk them out. Take heed that ye do not your alms before men to be seen of men. Otherwise, ye have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. because what is happening really, we're receiving our reward from men, because they're thinking well of us, and they perhaps congratulate us, they may speak well of us in the things that we may have done, and of course they may not have been generous at all. The Lord, you see, knows what the situation is, and we need to always, in our giving, be found giving unto the Lord, and leaving then the issue with Him, and praying the Lord would incline us to give that which we should give, and to be willing to do that for His name's sake. And you see, if we are found giving alms to the poor people, then we know they can't respond and can't reciprocate, and that's a very good thing to be able to do. And so the Lord goes on and says, therefore, when thou doest thine alms, do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory of men. Well, it's a sad thing if we organize our giving as such that everybody is aware of it, and as it is sounding a trumpet to declare what we're doing, and all then we do is to receive glory of men. Of course, we must recognize that very quickly fades away and passes away. I read that chapter that part of that chapter in the 16th of Luke, really, to demonstrate how very worthless all the things of this vain life are. Because that rich man who had all that he needed in this life, and yet you see, when his life, his breath was taken from him, what happened? He woke up in hell. You see, everything that we have, however loud we may blow the trumpet, that people may acclaim us being good and righteous and everything else, but you see, it doesn't count with God. We don't want to be found like that man who deceived himself. And if we're left to ourselves, we will deceive ourselves, because we have a heart which is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? And so the Lord gives us such words as this to instruct us to do that which is right for His honour and for His glory. Because what it means is doing it rightly is to give and expect nothing in return. And again, if we realise that we're only giving, in any event, what God has given to us, we always want to remember everything you and I have, God has given to us. We've obtained it because of God's goodness and grace toward us. We can never claim any ability ourselves, because God has given us the ability. So let us therefore always be willing and generous in our giving, and to be found giving unto the Lord. And so the Lord goes on and tells us, I say unto you, they have their reward. And their reward is only a temporal thing. It's only an earthly thing. It's only a fleshly thing. It's not a heavenly thing. It's not a spiritual blessing. It's that which is just of the earth, which will fade away, pass away, and in any event, we'll all have to leave everything when we come to the day of our death. So let us remember the gracious words of the Saviour. And then he says, but when thou doest alms, now he gives us instruction, as it were, to those who are the children of God, and that we do it in a right way. And he tells us this, when thou doest thine alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth. Well, that really means to be careful not to vaunt our giving, and not to sound a trumpet, but to keep it as quiet as we can, because if that is so, then you see we won't receive the acclamation of men. And the trouble is, our hearts are such that we're quite pleased sometimes to receive the acclamation of men. But how deceiving that is, and how wrong it is. We only need to do that which is right in the sight of God, believing that He will indeed honour us in our giving and in our doing. And so the Lord then enhances his statement by telling us that thine alms, that means our giving, may be in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret himself shall reward thee openly. And that's a wonderful favour and blessing, isn't it? So that as we don't blow the trumpet, as we do things as secretly as we can, it's not always possible to be completely secret, but again the Lord looks in our heart and he sees our heart's desires, whether we do desire to do things rightly and perhaps secretly and not vaunting ourselves before men. And as the Lord looks in our heart and observes these things, we can believe that we do things in the fear of the Lord, indeed for his honour and for his glory. Because how very pleasing it is to hear when people perhaps receive gifts which are so needful, how very thankful they are to the Lord. And they don't know where these things have come from, or how people have been moved to perhaps arrange for such funds to be provided. You see, when they're given to a godly person, we should be thankful to hear they praise God and not man. But we also must not forget that we are to do good unto all men, and especially to the household of faith. And as we commented recently, you know, we should therefore not be backward in giving to people that need it, even if they are unbelievers. It's easy, isn't it, to pass by on the other side. Well, the whole gospel really teaches us a very different attitude. And it teaches us the attitude that we should be willing to give that which God has given to us. And we see here then what the Lord says, and it's a wonderful statement, isn't it? That thine alms may be in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret himself shall reward thee openly. And we should not do it, of course, with the objective of, as it were, gaining points, or desiring, therefore, if we do this, the Lord will do something for us. But I believe when the Lord gives us a right spirit, we are willing to do it willingly, because they are the words of God speaking to our heart, and we don't look for a reward. But it's wonderful the Lord does say such words as this, that thy Father which saith in secret himself shall reward thee openly. And sometimes that's in a very, very different way to what you and I might expect. The Lord knows how to bless his people. The Lord knows how to reward them. And it's wonderful, therefore, to just hear God's word and to obey God's word and to follow God's word and to not seek for any reward ourselves. And if we have a right spirit, perhaps we won't be looking for it, and then it may be some time later the Lord comes and graciously rewards us, perhaps in a very different way and a wonderful way. And we then bow down and worship the Lord in thankfulness to him, and perhaps there can be no greater blessing, can there, if we therefore give, as it were, our temporal things in this world. The Lord then comes out and blesses us with spiritual things. And of course, those spiritual blessings are centered in the Lord Jesus Christ. And it's a great favour when he comes and then reveals himself unto us as he does not unto the world. And remember, we're not doing these things for any monetary reward or any reward at all. But to think the Lord does come and bless our souls, what a favour that is. And I'm sure we would feel guilty if we, as it were, passed by on the other side. And if, on the other hand, if we wanted to show what a wonderful giver we are so that everybody can see. And there's no reward at all in that. In actual fact, it falls to the ground and we find ourselves feeling uncomfortable about it. We don't want to feel uncomfortable. We want to feel comfortable in the sight of God. We want to feel that we are doing the Lord's will and serving the Lord in the way that he would have us to go, and then to think that he rewards us in our soul by giving us those heavenly blessings, those gifts which only he can give, which man cannot give. And so we see what a reward the Lord does give. And may we therefore then be able to come and truly thank God for his great love toward us, realizing that we've only given that which he's given to us. And then over and above these things, he gives to us and rewards us and blesses our soul with grace and love and mercy, which must then call forth from our hearts praise to our God. Well, may we heed these words and be concerned that we are not found hypocritical in our almsgiving. Amen.